About a dozen National Guardsmen stand in front of the large limestone war memorial in downtown Indianapolis. Mark Evans sits with a couple of his friends across the street. I ask him what his reaction is to seeing the soldiers there.
Well, to be honest with you, it's probably a good thing because our city shut down and they're tearing our city up.
But he also supports the protesters.
They're sick of the police shooting people. Life is messed up.
In May, 21-year-old Drajon Reed was shot and killed while running away from the police. The incident streamed live on Facebook. Protesters demand a transparent investigation, and they add their voices to the national call for new policing practices and consequences when police kill unarmed people or people in their homes. Protesters are again on the streets this day, but demonstrations are peaceful. Evans was here when that wasn't the case.
I mean, I walked through downtown and it was tear gas and all that, but look at all the buildings, they're boarded up.
There's not a current estimate of the number of people experiencing homelessness in Indianapolis, but most service groups say it's gone up. Terry didn't feel comfortable giving me his last name. He lost his job a few weeks ago and has been on the streets. He was downtown last weekend when chaos erupted.
It's scary. It's scary.
He says he'd like to see the city, state, and community leaders come together to make change.
Straighten a whole bunch of stuff out, need to be straightened out for a long time. Like the brutality and the homelessness, the housing and stuff like that, everything.
We had a wild night on Sunday. Sunday? Oh, yeah.
Andrea Demink runs the Poor House. It's a local street outreach nonprofit for people experiencing homelessness. When the pandemic hit, she had to make changes. Like the group used to offer communal meals. Now it's just her in the van, handing out food, water, masks.
Do you like the ties or the loops?
Can I have both?
Do you like tie or loops? Do you like a tie, the tie kind or this kind? Everything's in the van. I'm in about 2 square feet, as you can see. And we just kept coming out to ensure that people had access to food, you know, clothing, blankets, hygiene, you know, and also to know where to connect to assistance.
She serves people at University Park every Wednesday and Sunday afternoon and did not miss a day during the COVID-19 shutdown.
Getting prenatal care and stuff?
There's a few dozen people waiting when she first starts serving.
The climate down here has become very dangerous for the people that we serve. You know, some of these folks literally sleep on the sidewalks, you know, and near the streets, which have tear gas residue all over them. You know, things that people don't think about.
She says she supports the protesters.
As we know, Black Lives Matter, and what's happened has been horrific, and we need a systemic change.
Demink hands Crystal Wilson a bag of food.
Thank you. Is this the man?
Wilson says she grew up in the state's child welfare system and has been a victim of police brutality.
When injustice has been happening for so long, when you hurt people that love hard, this is what happens.
For WFYI, I'm Jill Sheridan.